Let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today with celebrity guest, Paul McKenna. Play along at home, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
So it's Paul and Cheppers and Becky. Are we ready for this?
Oh, yes.
It's dead simple, Paul.
Okay, right.
You know Lily Allen?
Yes.
Oh, hang on, I've got to play this first.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, Lily Allen, you know her?
Yeah.
We're slightly worried about her.
Yep, why is that?
Well, we think she's turning into the new David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Because, you know how the Hoff mentions his name in absolutely everything?
Yes.
It's all about Brand Hasselhoff. He's very good at it. He's got a site, a website called Hoff Space.
Yeah.
His office, I found out when I live with him, is called The Hoffice.
Office.
Yeah. And you drink mugs in his kitchen out of a cup of Hoffy.
Hello.
Yeah. And he wants to buy a Hassel Castle as well. Well, now...
Well, that's a bit of a variation, though,
well, yeah,
it?
But it's still about all about him. Now Lily Allen has started doing it as well. She's putting her name all over the place. She was on Radio 1 yesterday, wasn't she?
Yep.
It's Brilli Allant.
Brilli Allant. So she's starting to put that in everywhere.
Brilli Allant.
Did it a lot on last night's show. Mm. But here's my question for all of you. When she was doing Zane Lowe's show last night on Radio 1, how many times did Lily Allant say her own name? Have a guess, Paul.
I'm going to go with... It's in double figures, right? I'm going to guess 12 times.
12. Becky?
13.
Ooh. Chappers?
Now, when you say it's in double figures, do you know that, Paul?
No, I just...
Yeah, that was
Are you sensing that?
Well, do you know what I was doing? I was looking from a cue for a cue from Scott, a sort of a, maybe, you know, a frown or a sort of a smile. Something.
So you were cheating?
You were trying to...
Yeah, absolutely.
You were cheating, yeah.
I was using...
You were using your superior knowledge.
For evil, basically, to have advantage over
I'm
people.
I'm a little bit scared sitting
okay,
next
I am
to you,
too.
Paul.
What do you think?
This is a permanent thing.
I'll go 8.
Chappers says 8. Let's find out.
What's
the kidding? Here's Lily Allen on Radio 1 last night singing for Zane, but how many times did she mention her?
Welcome back to Radio 1 with Lily Allen.
Hi, I'm Lily Allen. Especially when you're Lily Allen.
Lily Allen on Radio 1!
I am Lily Allen. I am Lily Allen, by the way. Hi, Lily Allen here. I am Lily Allen.
I am Lily Allen.
And I am Lily Allen.
Lily, you're ace.
Hello, this is Lily Allen. And I am Lily Allen. Angela is scared of never being as pretty as Lily Allen. Hello, this is Lily Allen, live on Radio 1. Hello, you're listening to Lily Allen on Radio 1. If you've only just tuned in, you might not even know who I am or what you're listening to. And the answer to those questions would be, I am Lily Allen, and this is BBC's Radio 1.
18 times. So, Becky gets the point. Well done, Becky.
Well done.
18 times. She likes to say her name a lot. But it's good, because if you didn't know who you were listening to,
you
know now.
Yeah, as you say, it's brand awareness, isn't it?
It's Brilli Allen. Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, next one. You know Paul McKenna?
Yeah.
He's got... a whole load of self-help books out. I can make you rich, quit smoking, I can make you thin, I can make you sleep. But here's my question to all of you. We are 7 people on the street. What day?
7?
7 people.
Okay.
I did it myself, actually.
Oh, well, that'll
explain it. It's very busy this afternoon.
Yeah.
We are 7 people on the street. What day would like Paul to make them?
Ooh.
What was the most common answer which came up? Becky.
Rich.
Becky says rich. Paul.
I'm going to say thin.
Thin. Chappers.
I was going to say thin. Orange.
Orange?
Well, I'm reckoning if he's the one who's gone out to talk to them, then their mind
Paul,
will...
Paul, am I orange at the moment?
The mind will...
He's sort of... No, Dale Winton is orange. Mm. You are lightly tanned.
That's right.
So, can
Clementine.
I...
Clementine.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a little orange, isn't it?
So Chappers...
They look at you, they think, oh, I need to be more orange.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see what you've done. Really? Okay, so Chappers says orange, Becky says rich, Paul says thin. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out, here are the people of Britain. What do they want Paul McKenna to do for them?
Hi, excuse me. Yeah. Paul McKenna can make you anything. What would you like him to make you?
Really intelligent.
Paul McKenna can make you anything, right? Anything. What do you want him to make you?
A helicopter.
This man can make you anything. What would you like him to make you?
Oh, a sandwich.
What do you want him to make you? It can be anything in the world.
Avial. A mixture of vegetables with a little bit coconut. That is good for the appetite.
Paul McKenna, right, can make you anything. What do you want him to make you?
Make me lunch every day.
What would you like?
A kebab. Pasta as well, yeah.
What do you want him to make you?
It'd make me pasta.
What kind?
With tomato sauce.
Paul McKenna, what do you want him to make you?
A lesbian.
You want to be a lesbian?
I don't really want to be a lesbian, but it'd be a lot easier.
These aren't real people, are they?
Yeah, just people I found on the street.
We focus group an entirely different set of people for the book titles in that case.
Can you make someone a lesbian, Paul?
Yeah, I suppose
I can
so.
Make you a lesbian. My new book.
Did you do that in a cafe? Did
they want to see I Can Make You a Kebab. Can you do that as your next book, please?
Let's hope these people don't find a genie in a bottle or something like that. You know, they'd be wasting their wishes, wouldn't they?
I have to say, the most common answer was they want pasta. So I can make you pasta, the next one.
I can make you pasta. Basically, I should do it in conjunction with a chef or something.
Yeah, that'd be good. So no one gets a point there because no one said pasta, funnily enough.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky's still in the lead. You know that Lorraine Kelly?
I do.
Yeah. Do you think she's really tactful?
She's always been very tactful and very polite to me.
Yeah. Do you think she's really nice, or do you think she kind of immediately points stuff out to people? Like, for instance, if you've got, let's say you've got broccoli in your teeth or something, do you think she'd point that out straight away or something?
No, I don't think so. No,
she'd be polite and she wouldn't mention it.
She's very nice. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I put this to the test today. I phoned up Lorraine Kelly with a banana in my mouth.
With a banana in your mouth?
Yes, I did.
What, a full banana?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to jam most of it in. Yeah, and you could barely understand me.
Was it peeled?
Yes, I was eating it. It was kind of
You can get a whole banana in your mouth.
Yeah, good morning. Anyway, how tactful was Lorraine on this occasion, okay? How long was it before Lorraine Kelly pointed out that I sounded a bit weird today? Paul.
26 seconds.
You said that like you know.
I don't. I just wanted to make it sound as I did.
Chapper.
17.
17 seconds. Becky.
23.
23 seconds.
Just because then when you do the scoring, you'll get really confused if it's around that
Absolutely cow. I knew you were doing that.
What did you call it then?
Nothing. Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling Lorraine Kelly with a banana in my mouth. How long before she says something, though? I'm going to have to jam this in if she answers.
Hello?
Oh, Lorraine, it's got me on.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
Hmm?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Cool. We're just watching Obama on TV.
Sorry?
We're just watching Obama on TV.
Yes, me too.
Hmm. It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
I just wondered if you'd come on the show again soon.
I'd love to come on the show again soon.
Okay. When are you next in London?
Well, I'm in London most weeks because I'm doing GMTV.
Uh-huh. Are you not in New York today?
Right.
In your sofa, I mean.
No,
I
didn't get any of that.
I like the new LK today.
Oh, do you? Mm. Well, it's not really new. It's the same old thing, except I'm sitting in a different part of the studio. I'm just sitting in a different
couch. You're on a sofa, huh?
I'm on a big sofa, a big fancy sofa.
Much better.
Yeah, do you think so? Mm. What's happened to you? You've either been to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
or somebody's punched you, mm-hmm. or you've eaten something. Are you eating a big cake or
I'm
something?
Even
you're eating a banana? Well, how many bananas are you eating? Are you eating it sideways?
Mm, two.
Right, okay.
Mm. Okay, well, I'll check to
you.
And we'll call you the person you call, right?
Aye, okay then.
Thank you,
bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Love her.
I quite like the idea that her first thought was that somebody'd thumped you.
Yeah. Honestly, someone's punched you.
I think that's what subconsciously she wanted at that point.
And then that she thought you'd be eating a big cake rather than fruit.
How rude. How did she understand this?
I'm just wondering if she'd come on the show again soon.
I'd love to come on the show again soon.
When are you next in London?
Well, I'm in London most weeks.
How did you get that? And also, I do quite like it that we do now have Lorraine Kelly's views on the inauguration of Barack Obama. Newsbeak might want this.
Oh, it's going on a bit, isn't it?
It's going on a bit, isn't it? thank you, Paul, for playing I Was the Karen. Thank you as well.
So much fun. How many seconds was it?
It was 1:10. So you got the point there.
Well, she was very tactful, wasn't
she? She was very tactful, as we thought.
So who wins overall, then?
It's 1-1 to Paul and Becky.
Right.
Isn't it?
Does that mean Paul has to come back tomorrow? Because it rolls over. Radio 1. Scott Mills.